It's sale day in Messerani village. Tall, athletic men are standing in the middle of a vast flat plain that's easily the size of multiple football ovals. The cattle, with their iconic African hump, stand patiently while Maasai tribesmen make hand gestures at each other. Some of the sales are taking place without a single word, and with the deal done, the cattle are off, following the lead of their new owner, who's walking off towards the mountains in the distance.
So we just sell everywhere, even Nairobi. We can drop the cow from here to Nairobi for 8 days walking. Yeah.
So all the cattle came here by walking?
Some come by walking, some come by the lorry, because the government just stopped the cow go on their foot because they just destruction of the soil. So they just stop them to move from one place to another. So the government said traders must transport the cattle for lorries. Yeah.
These twice-weekly sales are the second largest of their kind here in Tanzania. Maasai men roam nomadically throughout this region with cattle, goat and sheep. These animals are their only source of income, with prices regularly ranging anywhere between 180 and 900 Australian dollars.
So this is the small one. It can cost you 300,000 shillings according to the how big it is and how fat it is. So it depends. They're like that one here, almost 1 million and 500,000.
Is that the most that you would get for a cattle? 1,500,000?
So we can sell some like 1.8 million.
Alex Malio towers over the cattle. He's reflective of society here near the border of Tanzania and Kenya. He's wearing 6 red and blue cloths. He's meticulously wrapped around himself. In his right hand is a long stick, as tall as he is. In his left hand is a club he's crafted from wood. When he smiles, you notice he's missing his bottom middle tooth. It's a tradition to deal with tetanus, which kills thousands of Tanzanians each year. Removing the tooth ensures that people can still take in liquid, even if the disease causes their jaw to lock shut. It's a polygamous society, and one that Alex Malio has absolutely embraced, with his 2 wives and 8 daughters.
Maybe I will sell the cattle if I want to have some fee school or some money for the circumcision, also for the ceremony or for the marry wife. So it depends how can I get the money or how many cow can I sell.
Maasai men roam with their livestock throughout the day, travelling to wherever they can find food. At night, they'll surround the animals with a circle of spiked tree branches to prevent them from straying. It's a society that deals with changes in the environment on a daily basis.
Maasai are suffer because there are so many cattle died. They can travel far away, but there is no way out to getting even a good pasture. So they should plan a new life because there is no cattle. So Maasai suffer a lot. The big drought come. So you mean that there is no way out, so the Maasai can get a very dangerous, destructive.
Babu Somali, along with his 2 boys, 2 girls and a wife, owns 50 cows, 50 goats and more than 20 sheep. He fears for the future of his people if the climate continues to conspire against them.
You know, when climate change, Maasai have suffered a lot because of the dependent cattle. So if there is no water, no grasses, Maasai are suffered a lot because they didn't get even enough food. There is no water, no milk. The cattle, when you skin them, the milk are never used because of water. That's no useless because of water. And the other time, Maasai, if the dry, the climate change, Maasai are suffered a lot because men, they should go far away, leave their wives, to make sure that they will get a good place which can satisfy their cattle to be well.
Outside the market, women wrapped in brightly coloured cloths are sitting on the ground selling trinkets, jewellery and clothing. Whether it's in or outside the market, this Maasai society is intrinsically linked to the state of their cattle. A man wanting a wife will exchange cattle with the woman's father to secure the trade. Their male children will follow their father's lead and tend to livestock during the day, while young girls do homework and household chores. But it's not just the income that's linked to this cattle. There's a very clear cultural link. Once a boy reaches 15, he's ready for circumcision, something that he must do to become a man. It involves an array of rituals and ceremonies that last for days, and ultimately ends with him drinking blood from a cow, goat or sheep to replenish the blood he lost during the circumcision.
The boys get circumcised at 15.
Uh-huh.
How much does that cost you to get your boy circumcised?
It depends the number of the boys, because if you can sell 10 cow for get money, so it depends how many people you will have on the day ceremony or the party.
The boys get circumcised, but does anything happen to do the girls get any rituals?
Yeah, even the girl we circumcise.
At which age?
Any age. Any age. Because, you know, Maasai never married the girl who uncircumcised. They must circumcise, and the girl get the husband or married.
The Maasai are undeniably a male-dominated society, and one that appears will be forever linked to the cattle they raise.
Yeah, I want to increase the number of wives because we are a polygamy.
And many more children?
Yeah, many more. Because the Maasai just take the kids as the part of the rich place. So if you have a big number of kids, you reach men.